This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
And welcome everyone to episode 14 of the Five Star Match Game. I'm your humble host, Joe Gagne, and today we have a whole show dedicated to Pro Wrestling NOAH in honor of their 20th anniversary. And not only that, all of our contestants have to stare at each other for a half hour before answering the first question, but I'll probably edit that out in post. And what a global crew we have today. And up first, we have a contributor, the Voices of Wrestling, and a man in Japan right now, Jojo Remy. Jojo, how's it going?
I'm doing well, Joe. Thanks for having me today. I'm excited for this global honored competition today.
Oh, how about that? Very good. All right. Up next, another Joe. This time someone who has been to Japan and a man not afraid to go by Joey. It's Joey Bay. How's it going?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to be on and ready to get slaughtered by these two guys.
Now, are you still going? You have Joseph Bay as your name on Twitter, but you go by Joey Bay. I don't know.
Yeah, WH Park actually was giving me trouble because I just turned 30 last week, and he said it's time to drop the Y, but I'm sticking with it. I don't know. I'm an only child as well, so there's no chances of me being an Uncle Joey ever either. So I don't even know why I'm being so stubborn about it.
I gotta say, you and Joey Janela can pull it off. That's about it.
I appreciate that.
All right, last and far from least, he does audio at the Pro Wrestling Torch, a former champion on this very program. I don't even know what to say. It's Alan Cunahan, who's a non-Joe. We'll call him, you can go by Joseph this episode. Alan, how you doing?
I feel very outnumbered. I feel very targeted here by all you Joes. I'm also a little bit worried that here in this quiz show that Jojo Remy may have an advantage against all of us, by virtue of the fact that he is further along in time. It is he is a day ahead of us, and he may know more about Pro Wrestling NOAH than we know as a result.
That is a good point, Alan.
Is it? I'm going to argue with
that. I'll take any advantage I can get, so I'll take it.
All right. Well, we are about to embark on a great navigation of five rounds of trivia. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we have round one. It was a very good year. In this familiar game, I give you an event. You tell me the year it took place.
You're not talking about 2020 then, eh?
There's not a lot of 2020 here, no. So if I say NOAH runs their first show, you just hopefully respond 2000. Everyone gets five questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Are we ready?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Silence, you are. All right. Joey Bay. Ken Kobashi wins the GHC title.
Ooh, 2002?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was 2003.
Dang.
All right, Jojo. Yeah, Jojo. The first NOAH show in Budokan.
2001.
Is correct. All right, Alan. The first NOAH Tokyo Dome show.
2004.
Is correct. All right, Joey, back to you. The first GHC heavyweight champion is crowned.
2000?
Oh, it's 2001. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
All right, Jojo, you get Misawa passes away.
2011?
Oh, it's 2009.
Okay.
2009. All right, Alan, you have Kobashi's last match.
2011.
Oh, it's 13. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was the other day. Everyone was talking about it, and I was like, oh.
All right, Joey. Jado takes the book.
2015?
Is correct. You're on the board.
Yes.
the point. All right, JoJo, you have Go Shiozaki debuts.
Oof. 2004?
Is correct. Very good. All right, Alan, you have Noah loses their television deal.
2009.
Is correct. A tough year for Noah, that 2009. All right, Joey, back to you. The first heavyweight tag league.
I'll go 2002.
Oh, it's 2008. Sorry, not for a ways.
Dang.
All right, JoJo, you get the first Global League or N1 Victory League, the first heavyweight singles league.
2009?
Oh, 1 year off, 2010. All right, Alan, you get the first junior tag league.
First junior tag league. I know there was a junior tournament that had Jardy France back in the early days, but I don't think that was like a junior. Did you say tag or singles?
Tag league.
Oh, tag. That would be 2007, the NTV Cup, right?
Oh, that's correct. Yes. All right. Joey, your final question is the first junior singles league.
I'll go 2009.
Is correct. You finish with 2 points. All right, JoJo, your final one is Kenta leaves the promotion.
2014.
Is correct. And Alan, your final question, the last year they won Best Promotion in the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards.
Oh, that's a good question. I'm going to say 2004.
Oh, it was 2005.
Oh, I thought Ring of Honor might have got it that year.
All right, so at the end of round one, we have Alan and JoJo tied with 3. Joey right behind with 2, with plenty of game left to play. We move on to round 2, the multiple partners game. Noah has 2 sets of tag titles, the JHC Heavyweight and Junior Tag titles, and many men have won them, often with multiple partners. For this game, I'm going to give you 2 names. You tell me the wrestler who won a tag title with both of them. So if I say the junior tag titles, Kenta and Yoshinobu Kanemaru, you'd hopefully respond Katara Suzuki. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, JoJo, we're going to start with you. This is for the heavyweight tag titles. Your 2 names are Quiet Storm and Takeshi Rikio.
Muhammad Yone.
Is correct. All right, Alan, you have the heavyweight tag titles. Your 2 names are Masaki Mochizuki and Takeshi Sugiura.
Naomichi Marufuji.
Is correct. All right, Joey, you have the heavyweight tag titles. Your names are Takeo Omori and Takuma Sano.
I'll go Takeyama.
Takeyama is correct.
Oh, wow, cool.
All right, everyone, perfect so far. JoJo, back to you. You have the heavyweight tag titles. Your names are Doug Williams and Vader.
Scorpio.
Is correct. All right, Alan, you have the heavyweight tag titles. Your names are Minoru Suzuki and Toru Yano.
Is it Marufuji again for me?
It's Marufuji again. He does not get tripped up. All right, Joey, you have the heavyweight tag titles. Your names are Jun Akiyama and Go Shiozaki.
Kenta?
Oh, it's Saito. Sorry.
Darn.
Katoshi Saito. All right. We head back to JoJo. You have the junior tag titles. Your names are Taiji Ishimori and Super Crazy.
Kotaro Suzuki.
Oh, it's Ricky Marvin.
Yeah.
Ricky Marvin. All right, Alan, you have the heavyweight tag titles, Keith Walker and Akitoshi Saito.
Bison Smith.
Oh, the big Bison Smith is correct. Alan stays perfect in this round. Joey, you have the junior tag titles. Your names are Atsushi Aoki and Ricky Marvin.
Kotaro Suzuki?
Is correct. Got a bit earlier. All right. JoJo, back to you. You have the heavyweight titles. You have Kenno and Katsuhiko Nakajima.
Segura. Ah, that's wrong. Go ahead. It's Masakita Miya.
I don't know whether to give you credit or not. Does anyone have any?
I think he should get it.
He knew what was wrong. He came up with the right answer. I'm going to give you credit for that.
And he knew as soon as Sugira was out of his mouth, he was like, "I know I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. You get that one."
Thanks,
right,
man.
Alan? Yes. All right, Alan. You have the junior tag titles. You have Kenta and Takeshi Sugiura.
Kenta and Sugiura. I would have to assume it was Kanemaru.
You would assume correctly. All right, Joey, back to you. You have the heavyweight titles. You have Kenta and Yuji Hino.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'll just go with Go Shiozaki.
Oh, it's Taniguchi.
Darn. He's admittedly a blind spot for me. I don't really enjoy his matches very much.
Probably for many a folk. All right, Jojo, your final question, the junior tag titles. You have High 69 and Yoshinari Ogawa.
Minoru Tanaka.
Is correct. 4 points for you on that round. Let's see if Alan can keep the pace. Alan, you have the junior tag titles. Your names are Keno and Hitoshi Kumano.
Hajime Ohara.
Is correct for a perfect 5. All right. Joey, your final names. You have the heavyweight tag titles. You have Maybach Taniguchi and Atsushi Kotoge.
Akitoshi Saito?
Let's see. No, it's Go Shiozaki. I'm sorry.
Darn. I should have switched those around. Actually, never mind.
All right, so.
I should have saved that last pick.
All right, that round, Alan had 5. Jojo had 4 correct. Mr. Bay had 3. So let me add up the scores. So we have Alan in the lead with 8. Jojo with 7. Joey Bay with 5. Plenty of game left to play.
All right, I don't know about you guys, but I haven't felt alive like this in months.
All right. It's time for round 3, List 'em and Learn, the game of contestant interaction. For this game, I'm going to give you a category. We'll say every wrestler who ever competed on a Noah show. We'll say there are 500. Contestant number 1 will say how many they can name. We'll say 300. Then it switches to player 2, who can say they can name more, or challenge player 1 to start naming. If they say they can name more, it goes back to player 1, who in turn can then say they can name more or challenge. It goes back and forth till someone is challenged. Once someone is challenged, they have to start naming names. If they name the correct number of names, they earn 2 points. Make any mistake, your opponent gets 2 points. So everyone gets 2 questions with the opportunity to go first and also to challenge. And this will become readily obvious as we proceed. So up first, we have Alan and Joey. Alan, you get to go first. 19 men can say they have been GHC heavyweight champion. How many can you name?
GHC heavyweight champion, 19 men?
19.
Oh, this is definitely the machismo round. I'm going to go with 14 to start with.
All right, 14. Joey Bay, how many can you name? Or challenge Alan.
I challenge him, and he has to do them all in order.
Well, he may. We'll see about that.
He probably will.
Any way I can get in there? If go ahead, Alan.
All right.
I think I can name them all, by the way. But go ahead.
Well, I think I can name them all too, Jojo Remy.
A challenger appears.
He's got callers. Yeah.
All right, Alan. You have 14 to name. So.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Right. Jun Akiyama.
Jun Akiyama is 1.
Yoshinari Ogawa.
Ogawa gets you 2.
Mitsuharu Misawa.
Gets you 3.
Kenta Kobashi.
Gets you 4.
Takeshi Rikyo.
Takeshi Rikyo gets you 5.
Akira Taue.
Gets you 6. Working in order.
Naomichi Marufuji.
Gets you 7.
Already said Misawa, so we go to Takeshi Morishima.
Morishima gets you 8.
Go Shiozaki.
Go Shiozaki gets you 9. We need 5 more.
Kensuke Sasaki.
Gets you 10.
Katsuhiko Nakajima.
Nakajima gets you 11.
Kaito Kiyomiya.
Kiyomiya gets you 12. Two more.
Kenno.
Kenno, it's 13.
And I'll go with a personal favorite reign of mine, Takashi Sugiura.
Takashi Sugiura gets you 14. You have done it. 2 points to Alan.
Hey, Jojo, you got the rest of them? Big man.
Yeah, probably. Let's see. Eddie Edwards.
Eddie Edwards is correct.
I don't think I'd have gotten Eddie for the record.
I don't really remember who else you said, but for sure Eddie. Minoru Suzuki.
Is correct.
Takayama.
Takayama was there.
He said Takayama?
No,
I didn't.
No, okay. He did not. He
so cannot. How many more are there?
There are two more.
Nagata, Yuji Nagata.
Nagata is correct.
And Kenta.
And Kenta, that is all of them. That's correct.
When was Takayama?
That was very early. He was the third.
He beat Ogawa. He beat Ogawa.
And then Misawa beat Takayama. Yeah, that's right.
All right, very good, Alan. You get 2 points. All right, up next, we have JoJo and Alan going. All right, question two. 21 men can say they are or have been a GHC Junior Heavyweight Champion. JoJo, how many can you name of 21?
I can name 12.
12. All right, Alan.
I'll go 14 again.
14 again. Lucky 14. All right, JoJo.
I can name 14. Is that how the game works?
Well, you have to go higher or challenge.
Okay, so I'll name 15.
15, okay.
How many total?
21.
All right, JoJo, go for it.
Okay, we need 15 junior heavyweight champions.
I'm not going to be able to do it in order like Alan did for most of the last one. Okay, Maru Fuji.
All right, Naomichi Maru Fuji gives you 1.
Kanemaru.
Kanemaru gives you 2.
Kenta.
Kenta gives you 3.
Sugiura.
Takashi Sugiura gives you 4.
Ishimori.
You're at 5.
Hajime Ohara.
Hajime Ohara gives you 6.
Kotaro Suzuki.
That gives you 7. You're doing great.
Brian Danielson.
Oh, there you go. That gives you 8.
Mike Modest.
Oh, yes. Didn't know that was going to be forgotten. Now that gives you 9.
Taichi.
Taichi gives you 10. 5 to go.
Harada. Daisuke Harada.
Daisuke Harada gives you 11.
Nakajima.
Nakajima gives you 12.
Ricky Marvin.
13. 2 to go.
Minoru Tanaka.
Tanaka gives you 14. We need one more.
I've got one on the tip of my tongue. I don't know if it's right, but I'm going to throw it out there. Kotoge.
Atsushi Kotoge gives you 15. That is correct. 2 points. Very well done.
Thank you. That was hard.
Yeah.
Names nice job,
Jojo. Yes. Let's see. Other names out there are Hayata, Jushin Liger, Makoto Hashi, Shuji Kondo, Takayawa, and Yoshinari Ogawa.
The current champion.
The current, yeah. All right. Very good. 2 points. Battle of the Joes right now. Joey and Jojo. Question 3. During his historic title reign, Kenta Kobashi defended his title against 13 men. How many can you name? So, Joey, how many can you name? This does not count the title loss. These are successful defenses.
No, I never watched any of this in order. So I'll just go 5.
5. All right. Jojo.
I think I can name 6.
6. Okay. Joey, back to you.
I'll challenge him. I think he knows all of them too. I just don't want to get challenged.
Okay, we'll try. We need 6 names. Okay. Kenta Kobashi beat.
Bison Smith.
Bison Smith is correct. I didn't expect that to be the first name, but yeah.
Jun Akiyama.
That is correct for 2.
Takeshi Rikyo.
Is correct for 3.
Title win is good or no good?
I didn't include that, so.
Okay. Let's see. Akitoshi Saito.
Is correct for 4.
Yuji Nagata.
Gives you five. Just one more.
Minoru Suzuki.
Is correct for six. That's 2 points. Very well done. Other names.
Is it bad that
Go ahead.
No, the only one I could think of was Damon Honda for whatever reason.
That is one of the ones that's true.
It's a great match.
It is.
All right, we have names not mentioned. Taue, Masahiro Chono, Takuma Sano, Taman Honda.
How did I forget Chono? That's a huge match. Go ahead. Yep. Sorry, Joe.
Oh, no, Taman Honda, the Gladiator, Takayama, and Ogawa. To cover all those. So, do some math here. JoJo gets 4 points that round. Alan gets two.
Joey, I can't believe you didn't make him this more than six.
Yeah, I wish I was a more competitive person. I have no competitive bone in my body.
I had to mute myself because I was getting too competitive. I was screaming at you.
All right, we have JoJo in the lead with 11. Alan right behind with 10. Joey at 5 right now with 2 games left to play. Is everyone ready for round 4?
Ready.
Say yes, sorry.
Yes, sir.
Who did Naomichi Marufuji ever beat? The answer, a lot of people. For this game, I'll give you an accomplishment for Marufuji's career. You tell me who he defeated to accomplish it. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Alan, you're up first. Let's see. Who did he beat to win his first GHC heavyweight title?
Jun Akiyama.
That's correct. All right, Joey, to win his second GHC heavyweight title.
Taue?
That was Nagata. Ichi Nagata. All right, JoJo, can you guess what it is? So his third GHC heavyweight title.
Minoru Suzuki.
Is correct.
I was actually at that match.
Oh, all right, Alan, back to you. To win his only GHC junior title.
Takayawa.
Is correct.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, Joey. In the 2018 Champion Carnival Finals.
Was it Akiyama?
Oh, it was Kento Miyahara, unfortunately.
Dang. Oh, yeah, that was the day before, wasn't it?
All right, JoJo, to win the GHC Openweight title.
No idea. Muhammad Yone.
Oh, that was Akiyama, sadly.
Okay.
All right, Alan, to win his first J-Cup in the finals.
That'd be the boy Fergal.
Oh, no, it was Takahiro Murahama, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, the earlier one. Yeah, I was thinking 2009. I forgot he won two of those.
Joey to win his second J-Cup.
Fergal.
Oh, there you go.
Fergal, yeah,
Fergal
to
Kevin.
God damn it.
JoJo to win the IWGP Junior title.
Liger?
Oh, it was Tiger Mask.
Oof.
All right, Alan, to win the 2015 Global League in the finals.
Segura?
Oh, it was Shelton X Benjamin.
I'd never have gotten that.
All right. All right, Mr. Bay, in his first GHC title defense at Glory by Honor.
Nigel McGuinness.
Oh, that's correct. All right, JoJo. In his second and only title defense in Japan from that first reign.
Kenta.
Correct. All right, Alan, your final question. To win the All Japan Junior title.
I know he'd be Kondo, but I'm trying to think, was that the one he won the title in, or if that was defense? Yeah, I can't think of anyone else, so I'll go Shuji Kondo.
Oh, it's Hikajita. I'm saying that correctly, yes. All right, Joey. In his breakout match at the first 0-1 event.
I honestly don't know, so I'm just going to guess Masato Tanaka.
Oh, it was Nehiro Hoshikawa.
Wouldn't have ever got that.
All right, JoJo.
And everyone, feel free to check out Alan Forel's Pro Wrest Paradise, The Lost Boys of Puro, where we did an episode recently with Galazadan about Nehiro Hoshikawa, amongst others. Plug, plug.
Alan, sneaking the plugs in. All right. JoJo, your final question. In the match that won the 2018 Tokyo Sports Best Match Award.
Okada.
Oh, it's correct. All right. That gives
happened
you
to be
points.
At that match, too.
I was worried about time travel, but not him being live at all expense. All right. That gives 3 points to JoJo for that round, 2 for Joey and Alan. So let me update the scoring. All right, JoJo in the lead with 14. Alan right behind with 12. Joey at 7 as we head to the final round, the sprint. For this round, I will ask each of you individually 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. If I say blank is a current GHC heavyweight champion, you just have to respond Go Shiozaki. Everyone gets 10 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Are we ready?
Ready.
All right, Joey, you are in third place. We're going to start with you. Ready for your 10 questions?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. GHC stands for blank.
Global Honored Crown.
Correct. In 2005, five wrestlers led by Jun Akiyama jumped to blank.
In 2005?
Yes. Wait, that's not right. It was later than that.
2013.
Yeah, that was it.
All Japan.
Thank you. All right. Kenta dropped his last name of blank to avoid confusion.
Kobayashi?
Correct. Blank is the only two-time Global League N1 Tag League winner.
Global League N1 Tag League winner.
I mean, N1 League, sorry. He won the singles heavyweight league twice.
Gotcha. Keno?
Correct. All right, Blank had a tryout match on Raw in 2008, beating Charlie Haas.
Takeshi Morishima?
Correct.
I was there.
Wow, okay, well, there you go.
Everyone's at least then. Jeez. All right, Misawa pinned Blank in a tournament final to become the first GHC champion.
Akiyama?
Correct. All right, Takeshi Morishima beat Blank to win the ROH title.
Was it Sugira?
The Ring of Honor title? It was Homicide, actually.
Oh, you said, I'm sorry. I thought, yeah, whatever.
Misawa led a stable called Blank from 2000 to 2003.
Is it Sternness?
It was Wave.
Wave, I gotcha.
All right, Kenta Kobashi scored the pinfall on Blank in his final match.
Keiji Muto?
Oh, it's Kendamaru.
Darn.
Keiji Muto doesn't lay down to anyone. All right, and last one, Blank beat Makoto Hashi in the first ever Noah match.
First ever Noah match. Takuma Sano, I don't know.
Oh, it was Morishima.
Ah.
Morishima, but still, you scored 6 correct answers. That gives you 13 points, a final score of 13. All right, Alan, you are up next. Are you ready?
I need to beat JoJo by 2, right? Okay.
That's right.
This is, you have no idea how stressed I am right now. This is an ugly scene right here. My wife has to leave the room. This is all too much.
All right, here we go. TMDK stands for blank.
The Mighty Don't Kneel.
Correct. The first Noah show was held at blank.
Differ Ariake.
2020, Noah was acquired by Blank, also the parent company of DDT.
It's not fucking Abima. Lidette were the ones that owned it before. Abima's the station it's on. Oh, Christ. Oh, it was the company that owned the streaming service, Abima.
Can we be a little more specific?
The company that owned the promotion, DDT? I give up.
Oh, a cyber agent.
God, freaking Cyber Kong. Oh.
All right. Blank holds the record for cumulative time as GHC heavyweight champion.
Cumulative time as GHC heavyweight champion, Sugira.
Correct. Morishima and Rikio competed as a tag team under the name of Blank.
They have 2.
No, they do have 2, that's right. I'll accept either one.
Both. Oh, Wild 2 and Double Takeshi's.
Oh, that's correct. Blank was a longtime undercard wrestler and nephew of Terry Gordy.
That's Dick Slinger, right?
Richard Slinger is correct. All right. Kenemaru pinned Blank in the tournament final to become the first GHC junior champion.
Surely they put Marufuji in the final. I don't remember it, though, but I'm going to say Marufuji.
Oh, it's Juventud. Juventud Guerrera.
Yes, it was.
All right. Daisuke Ikeda used to carry around a huge blank in Noah.
Oh, big massive sword.
That is correct.
I was going to talk about it on commentary in WXW if I was able to go to Carrot this year.
All right. Jun Akiyama used to compete as blank during the Christmas Eve shows.
Okay. It's a great question. The answer is Mr. Christmas.
Mr. Christmas is correct.
And I know this well because every Christmas in my work, I send around an email for our Secret Santa under the guise of Mr. Christmas.
Oh, goodness. All right. Your final question. Noah's TV show that won the Best TV Show Award in 2003 was called blank.
The only TV show I know of theirs was that Noah D. Coliseo or Coliseo show. So I'm just going to go with that.
Oh, it's the Power Hour.
Power Hour. Never even heard of such a thing. Is Zach Arnold involved?
I can only hope. All right, Alan, you had 7 correct.
That's not good enough.
Final score to 19.
All right, hoping it at least puts a bit of pressure under JoJo.
That's JoJo. You need 5 to tie, 6 to win.
All right.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Noah once had a junior affiliate promotion called blank.
Pro Wrestling Sem.
Is correct. Noah wrestlers often worked for Harley Race's blank promotion in the U.S.
WLW.
Oh, that's correct. Blank holds a record for most junior title reigns and cumulative time as champion.
Yoshinobu Kanemaru.
Correct. Blank won the FIP title while on excursion.
Go Shiozaki.
Correct. Misawa wrestled Blank in his only one-on-one Ring of Honor match.
Oof, this is a Ring of Honor question. Samoa Joe, that's wrong.
No. It was Kenta, yes. All right, at the second Dome show, Misawa faced longtime rival Blank.
Toshiaki Kawada.
Correct. Blank succeeded Misawa as company president.
Akiyama? Oh, Tawe.
Okay, I'll give you that. It was Tawe, yes. Noah's original logo featured an arc and a blank holding an olive branch.
A dove.
A dove is correct. Jado competed under a mask in Noah as Blank.
Captain Noah.
Captain Noah is correct. I have no memory of that whatsoever. And lastly, Blank won the Wrestling Observer Rookie of the Year Award in 2006, the only Noah wrestler to do so.
2006 rookie. I'm going to say Go Shiozaki.
No, it was Atsushi Aoki.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But, however, you got 8 correct answers, a final score of 22. You are today's winner of the 5-star match game.
Nice, thank you.
What a job he did. A fantastic job by everyone.
I'm thoroughly sickened.
All right, however, Alan, you have a slight chance for redemption here. I always have a tiebreaker question in reserve.
Is it a tie?
No, it's not a tie.
Okay, so it's not really a tiebreaker, right?
Well, no. I keep one in reserve.
Why don't you rub it in some more there, Remy?
I keep it in reserve. So if you, Alan, and Joey want to try, we'll see who can answer the tiebreaker. All right.
I have nothing to lose. So.
I have to get my receipt on Joey for making JoJo have such an easy listing. So I'll take pleasure in pummeling him here in the tiebreaker question.
All right, I'm going to give you a category. You tell me how many. All right, I'll just say it. As of April 14th, 2020. How many live events has Noah run according to Cage Match? So I'm going to need an answer from both of you. You can DM me on Twitter if you wish, or one of you can, but give me the answer. And whoever comes closest will be declared the winner of the tiebreaker. Not that there was a tie.
Sent.
All right.
I just sent you one as well.
Is that your answer, Alan? How many live events Noah has run? In 20 years?
No. Jesus. Sorry. No.
For the record, Alan sent me 10,900, meaning Noah has run 500 shows a year. My goodness.
Running double headers every day.
Every day.
Sorry, my headset has fallen off of a shambles here. Let me send you again. Jesus.
All right. Joey Bay guessed 2,200. Alan guessed 2,100.
Oh, wow.
The correct answer is 2,146. Wow. Barely pulls it
literally
out.
Literally in the middle.
The closest.
That's ridiculous.
Alan.
He should have to stick with his 10,900 number.
10,000 was not correct. Maybe that's how many matches they've had, but not live events. So great job by everyone here. All right, JoJo, you win. So anything you want to plug, feel free.
Just plug Voices of Wrestling, and that's it. Just, you know, everybody stay safe and wash your hands.
Excellent. Excellent idea. Alan, what do you have going on these days? Well, you already did some plugs, but I'll let you see if there's anything else.
I think I'm just going to join that cult again. I'm so humiliated by this. So, all right. Yeah, Pro Wrestling Torch. Pro Wrestling Torch VIP, go VIP. You'll get all my Pro Wrestling Paradise shows along with all the other great content from the likes of Wade Keller, Bruce Mitchell, and all the guys over there. Yeah, just been watching a load of good wrestling and talking about it since the lockdown started. So that's been basically it. Alan Forel on Twitter.
All right, and Mr. Bay, what are you up to these days?
Just quarantine and chilling. You can just follow me on Twitter at Joey_Bay or on Instagram if you want to get more personal. It's Bowie_J there. Yeah, hope everybody's staying safe and just mirroring the sentiments of Alan's shows and JoJo's sentiments of wash your hands.
All right. And I will just say the Five Star Match Game is a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. You can follow us on Twitter at Five Star Match Game with the number 5. Or email at 5starmatchgame@gmail.com with 5 spelled out. Our logo was designed by Rich Craich, and this show may have been edited for entertainment purposes. That does it for now. We'll be back in a month or so with a planned show about the Elite. So who's going to be on that? Who from this network could be on that? Remains to be seen. But we'll be back then. Thank you so much. Please stay safe. Stay in. Wash your hands. We'll talk to you next time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.